turn.
Your mic's not on. Is it red?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good evening. My name's Glenn Bronson. I'm the hearing officer. And for this evening, and there are two items on the agenda. Before I call them, I have a couple of procedural matters. It's come to my attention that counsel for Reagan Outdoors Advertising, is that the right name? And I saw your briefs. I have to pull up the right one though. I don't know who signed it, but it's Robert Manfield and Megan Garrett.
That's correct.
Is that who's here?
Yes.
Are you Robert?
Robert Manfield and Megan Garrett.
Okay, let's do introductions. Robert and
Megan Garrett,
and then
Todd Godfrey from North Salt Lake City.
Okay, and then I know Sherry. I put two and two together last night. Apparently, my daughter Morgan Bronson interviewed with the law firm of
Mitchell, Barlow, and Mansfield,
and I understand they extended her an offer. I don't believe that has been responded to. I just thought I would make full disclosure. I don't think that makes any difference with regard to me handling this appeal. And unless somebody has objection, I don't consider any even potential conflict, but I wanted to raise it just to get everything out in the open.
No.
Does anybody?
Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I don't see any conflict there. I mean, she is a first-year law student, so you're aware, Todd.
Will you turn on your microphone?
Oh. All right.
We have extended the offer to her, but we have not heard back from her on that.
Okay, and that's what I asked her last night. I said, is this the firm you told me that you were that you had talked to? She said yes, and I asked her the status. She said I haven't responded yet. So all right, so that's accurate, and
yes,
and nobody has any objection.
No objection from the city.
And I don't think it could remotely affect my review of these two matters, but I, full disclosure, I want to be upfront. Okay, so with that, I've looked over the agenda. Apparently there's two matters and they're both very close related. I'll call them 209 West Center Street and 205 West Center Street. Just even though the agenda has them in 209 first and 205 second, I would like to call them in a reverse order just because I think there are more of the similar issues in 205. And it may be that we end up addressing them both at the same point in time. Does anyone have any objection if I call them in a different order?
No. I think there are certainly some overlapping issues, but that's fine with us.
Would you prefer 209 go first?
You know, it's probably better to do 209 first, but I'm if you want to do it the other way, I'm fine with that, too.
Why would you say that? I'm curious.
Oh, just I think some of the, well, yeah, I don't know that it really matters. Some of the issues that are prevalent in the 209 and 205 are the same. The 205 obviously has the additional issue of the 5280 foot, but that's really, okay. But whereas the 205 has the issue of the does it or does it not with, you know,
300 versus 500 feet.
Well, we're in agreement that it's 500 feet.
Okay.
And the only question is on the 205, is it within 500 feet or is it a minimum of at least 500 feet away?
Okay. All right. Well, then I will, just because that's the way I reviewed them in my mind, I'm gonna call them in reverse order. So the first matter will be CD 2023-011, at land use appeal decision by Reagan Outdoor Advertising, and it's the matter involving 205 West Center Street, relocating a sign from 205 West Center Street into 745 North Overland Street. And the parties have already made their appearances. I approach these in a very...
It's the garage door in the police station that hopefully should be done.
I approach these in a very informal manner, but apparently, we have attorneys on both sides of this, so I'll approach it essentially as a court, though we can dispense with a number of the formalities. If there's any evidence that people want to put in, there's no reason to make objections. I'll admit all evidence, and we'll just review it for what it's worth. The appellant has the opportunity to go forth. I typically have Sherry Pace outline the issues on a particular appeal. I don't think that's probably appropriate at this point in time. We'll let Mr. Godfrey do that on behalf of the city. So with that, I'll turn to the merits of the case, and I'd like to hear from Mr. Godfrey first. However, in both of the parties' briefs, by the way, which I appreciated because as a hearing officer, you don't usually get briefs. You're kind of on your own. In both of them, I think the jurisdictional issue has been raised, whether or not I can hear this appeal. As a preliminary matter, I would like you to address that. It was in their brief, but you mentioned in your brief that this is, you agreed that what is being interpreted is a state statute, not a land use ordinance. And so
I believe that argument was only made on the 209 issue, not the 205.
Reversed. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm looking at the 205.
Or excuse me, yes. Yeah, I'm sorry, I did have a reverse. That was made in the 205, not the 209 case.
Okay. We can merge them if you want to. I would prefer not to. But why don't we deal with that in the 205 context, because it's clearly raised there.
Okay.
And I know that's the city's argument, but I think the appellant has the opportunity to go first. And unless you would have him set out his position first, I would ask you to address it.
No, that's fine. Ms. Garrett will address that issue.
Okay.
Do you want me to go to
If you'd, okay. It's easier, I think, for our recorder. We get better recording if you'll approach the stand. Thank you.
All right. With respect to the 205 matter, the city invited this appeal through their denial letter. In that letter, they specifically said that that this matter could be appealed. It says City Code 10.2.2 provides that a person or entity adversely affected by a decision administering or interpreting land use ordinance may appeal the decision by alleging an administrative error or by an official to the hearing officer. Under the Municipal Land Use and Development Act, a land use regulation is defined as a legislative decision enacted by ordinance, law, code, map, resolution, specification, fee, or rule that governs the use or development of land. This would extend to state code. LUDMA allows a hearing officer to determine the correctness of the land use authority's interpretation and application of the plain meaning of the land use regulations. That's not limited to the interpretation of city code provisions.
And what's your authority for that?
That's LUDMA. It's Utah Code Annotated 10-9A-707, subsection 4A.
Now, has that been cited in your brief?
No, because the jurisdictional issue was raised for the first time in the responsive briefing.
It's 10-9A what?
707, subsection 4A.
And the do you have that here?
I don't have a copy of that with me.
Just wanted to see if I happen to have it.
We could have Mackenzie pull that up if you'd like.
Okay, and 10-9A-707-4A, is that what you said?
Correct, and then the definition
if
of...
If you wouldn't mind pulling that up.
Yes.
That would be great, thank you.
Right, and the definition of a land use regulation is in 10-9A-103, and that's what would define it to include law, code, map, resolution, specification, and other matters that are not limited solely to state ordinance.
10-9A-103.
Yeah, and I don't have the subsection.
Yeah, I
think it's subsection
handy.
33.
And I see a definition of land use regulation. I don't see a definition of land use ordinance.
Well, land use ordinance comes from 10.2.2, but what I'm saying is that LUDMA, the state statute governing this hearing right now, allows you as the hearing officer to determine the correctness of the land use authority's interpretation and application of the plain meaning of the land use regulations. And regulations is broad enough to encompass
okay,
the state code.
Where are you reading from for that?
That's 10-9A-707-4A.
Okay. The appeal authority shall determine the correctness of the land use authority's interpretation application of the plain meaning of the land use regulations. and interpret and apply a land use regulation in favor of a land use application unless the land use regulation plainly restricts the land use application. Land use regulations. And land use regulations are defined.
Yes, that's a defined term in section 103. I think it's subsection 33, but I don't have that in my notes. And that's defined as a legislative decision enacted by ordinance, law, code, map, resolution, specification, fee, or rule that governs the use or development of land. And I think that's broad enough to encompass state code. There's no limitation that says it has to be a city ordinance that's at issue. Regardless, to the extent we are not dealing with a land use regulation, the city wouldn't have any administrative basis for denying the relocation request if we're dealing solely with state law and not with land use regulations. It wouldn't be governed by this process, and the city would not be able to prevent the relocation.
Okay, now typically when I go to the jurisdiction for what I can do, I don't usually look at 707. I usually look at 701, which lays out what I think is what lays out what my authority is. But you're saying that 707 does that as well?
707 defines what you are deciding as the hearing officer at this hearing, and that expressly says that you have the authority to determine and rule upon the city's interpretation of land use regulations, which would include its interpretation and application of state law.
Okay.
So the city invited the appeal. This involves the interpretation or application of a land use regulation, which the hearing officer is authorized to rule upon and address, and also to the extent this is not a land use regulation, this would not be, the city wouldn't have an administrative basis for denying the relocation.
I don't know what you mean by that statement.
Well, they took an administrative approach under WDMA to deny the relocation request, and if that's not, if they're not interpreting or applying a land use regulation, they have no administrative process or basis for denying the relocation. They'd have to pursue other remedies, such as a court proceeding or other thing. They could not just administratively deny the relocation request.
But that, and how's that part of your argument? It's not something I have authority to do anyway.
Well, I'm just saying if you don't have jurisdiction to hear this appeal, then there's no jurisdiction for them to prevent the permit from or the relocation from occurring.
Well, I guess that would be between them and their counsel.
Yes.
How they would approach if I determined I didn't have jurisdiction.
Correct. But this is, as the city acknowledged in its own denial letter, this is a proper proceeding to go under 10.2.2. The hearing officer is authorized by statute to hear these issues and to address the city's application of state law.
And when you say they've conceded that in their...
In the denial letter at the very end...
I take it that's because they included language that... indicating how a decision could be appealed.
Correct.
Okay.
In addition to the state law issues, though, they did raise in their denial letter matters that are clearly issues that arise under the ordinances. For example, the staff report that was provided dated March 30th discusses the 1,500-foot ordinance that's at issue and cites that as a basis for denial. In fact, it says, in particular, it says that it is the belief that the city code supports the denial because evidence to support claims 1 and 2 and does not meet the standard established in state code 1098513 have not been proven, and thus the permit application is also denied based upon city code.
Okay, what are you reading from?
I'm reading from the March 30th staff report. It's a memorandum that was provided to us.
But you weren't reading from the decision, the actual decision.
No, this is prepared after the decision was issued in the furtherance of this hearing.
Okay.
Mr. Mansfield's going to address the substance of the appeal.
Okay. Before we get to the substance of the appeal, I think we ought to deal with the jurisdictional issue. So with that, I'll hear from Mr. Godfrey.
Your Honor,
will you please leave that statute up?
Oh, yes.
In fact, if you could print a copy out, I'd appreciate it. Yeah, I don't know how handy that is, but.
I can text Angie to bring it in, too.
Okay. I'm taking off for 2 seconds. So
okay. One copy for me, yes, unless somebody else wants it. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Just
to clarify a few things, we did send the appeal letter, or the letter denying the application. It does have the appeal language at the bottom. Whether you think that invites the appeal or somehow affects your jurisdiction, I'm happy to commend that to your discretion. We disagree that the definition of a land use regulation encompasses the provisions of LUDMA. LUDMA is intended to govern city actions on land use applications. And the definition of a land use regulation is specific, as you read it, to city ordinances and decisions that are legislative in nature. So if there were some city ordinance, and I hope I've got this right, that we're talking about the mile relocation radius on this particular appeal and not the 300 or 500 or 1500 foot
yes.
proximity restriction. If there were some city ordinance that regulated that particular position, I don't think we could make the argument that you lack jurisdiction in this. But where section 513 specifically authorizes the city to review a relocation request and to make a decision on it, we think it's properly before the city for decision, but it's a decision under the state code. It's not a decision that's governed by city ordinance. I personally think it's unfortunate that there's not right now an administrative appeal route for that question, but there's not legally.
So do you not, I understood your position to be that I don't have jurisdiction to decide a 513 issue because it's a state statute. It's not a land use ordinance.
That's correct.
Is that your
position?
That
is our position, Your Honor.
Okay, so I thought you just said something that contradicted that.
I said if the city had an ordinance that governed the 513 issue of the proximity requirement, in mm-hmm. other words, the relocation within a mile, then I think you would have jurisdiction. We don't have that ordinance in the city. We have one that governs the other proximity restriction in the other case. We have an ordinance that speaks to that. We don't have anything in this case of that nature. So
okay, well, let's deal with 509 separately, or is it 209?
No, it is 509.
Separately.
209. It's 209.
Just because I do think they are slightly different issues.
And I agree with that.
And there's enough overlap that if we start talking about the overlap,
I'm already confused about some things.
It will be blurred. Okay.
But we're happy to submit the jurisdictional issue on that point, Your Honor.
On that? Okay, well, I have some questions. Um, 707, which I didn't have brought to my attention earlier, deals with scope of review of factual matters. And it says if appeal authority shall determine the correctness of the land use authority's interpretation and application of the plain meaning of the land use regulations. Is that the same type of appeal that's here today?
Yes.
mean, she argues that this section says that I have jurisdiction to hear an appeal from land use regulations.
I think that's correct. We disagree about the definition of land use regulations.
Well, the definition I see for land use regulations
is in 103.
33.
Yes.
Legislative decision enacted by ordinance, law, code, map, resolution, specification. So how does that not cover?
It doesn't reference a statute in any part of that definition.
So ordinance enacted by ordinance, law, code, map, resolution. It's your view that law doesn't cover.
It doesn't cover the
statute.
No, and if you look at Ludman, its whole context, it's a restriction on city action. It's the overall parameter of city action. It's not. It doesn't establish a land use regulation in and of itself. It tells us how we do it and how we apply it and what we do with it. But state statute itself is not a land use regulation. And if I think there's a bit of a danger in interpreting it differently and giving hearing officers in either a quasi-judicial or an administrative context essentially the ability to alter, vary, change state law. I think that's an uncomfortable place to be and not what Ludman intends.
Well, clearly they've done two things. Clearly they've appealed the city's application of 513, but they've also attempted to ask for a variance of 513. So as I read their appeal and their brief, it looks to me like they're asking for a hearing officer
to issue a variance,
on a state statute.
Right, we think that's wholly incorrect.
Which I'll just tell you in all candor, I think is unheard of.
And I think it's wholly incorrect. And that all of this ties together in what I believe our argument has to be. However unfortunate it is that we may have, as they say, invited the appeal, I think because this particular matter is solely about the interpretation of a state statute, our hearing officer doesn't have jurisdiction on that question.
Okay, I'll dispose of the issue right now with regard to inviting the appeal. Whatever was in that letter with regard to an invitation to appeal doesn't change my, I don't see that as it changes my jurisdiction at all. And I'm very cautious. I mean, I'm a lowly hearing officer. But I've been before a lot of courts, particularly appellate courts, and as you all know, courts are very guarded with regard to their jurisdiction, but they're also admonished on a somewhat regular basis not to go outside of their jurisdiction, and they're limited to hear what, you know, the legislature has put before them. So I'm very concerned about that.
Ms. Garrett.
Garrett?
Yes.
Ms. Garrett, would you like to respond? Or do you have any reply to the city?
There were just a couple items I'd like to highlight.
The bases of the denial in the March 16th letter weren't limited just to state statutes. In fact, the third item that was listed is the proposed relocation site does not meet city regulations regarding billboard separation of 1,500 feet. And then they say that the proposed location is approximately 617 feet from existing billboard. So unless they're waiving all of their city ordinances, I mean, they did base their denial on city ordinances, and the hearing officer clearly has the opportunity to address that in the jurisdiction and authority. In addition, under 10.2.2, this is, you had the question about whether this is a hearing pursuant to 10.98.701 at SEC. Under the North Salt Lake Code, it specifically says, hearing officer, and I'm reading from 10.2.2 subsection A1, pursuant to Utah Code 10.98.701, the city hereby establishes an appeal authority consisting of a hearing officer, and then it delineates, that's the implementing language from WUDMA. So we are here on a WUDMA hearing to hear the appeal.
Okay, well, 10-2-2, which is the same as 701, statute 701, but city ordinance 10-2-2 says, pursuant to the code, the city establishes a hearing officer, appeal authority, to decide and request, hear and decide requests for variances, and that may be here because there was a variance request buried in the brief response, or not the brief, but the appeal, actually. The appeal is the brief. A variance from the terms of a land use ordinance. And then the next one is hear and decide appeals from decisions applying the land use ordinance. So with regard to the ordinance that gives me authority, not Chapter 9A, but with regard to the ordinance that gives me authority, where am I wrong when I read that to be limited to a land use ordinance?
Because that provision is implementing Section 10-9A-701 at SEC of LUDMA, and that clearly and expressly recognizes that you have the authority to review and address the city's interpretation of land use regulations, which is broader than just ordinances. And so to the extent they're purporting to exercise any authority under LUDMA or under any land use regulation, which would encompass state law, you would be authorized to review that as the hearing officer.
Well, I derive my authority both from, I derive my authority from 10-2-2 is the way I read it. And 10-2-2 doesn't use the term land use regulation, which is a defined term. And we can talk about whether or not law covers a state statute. But 10-2-2, as I read it, restricts my authority to review of a variance from the terms of a land use ordinance and review of a decision applying or interpreting a land use ordinance. And what we have here primarily is 513, and that's not a land use ordinance. I do understand there are other portions of that decision, and we can talk about those. Paragraph 1, however, is pursuant to 10-9A-513-2D. So paragraph 1 refers to the state statute. Paragraph 2, with the 5,280 feet issue, that's 513-2B-4A. That's with regard to the state statute. And paragraph 3 in the decision, that goes to, and I did not find where you actually cited the ordinance, but that apparently goes to a ordinance that restricts signage to a separation of 1,500 feet. So that's clearly, I think that's probably the application of a land use ordinance. But where am I wrong that the two prior portions of the decision are interpreting state statute?
They do interpret state statute, but the city would not have authority to limit your jurisdiction under LUDMA that's granted. They could not do that. That would be inconsistent with the state code, and that would not be permissible. So to the extent there's an assertion that the ordinance limits jurisdiction that you would be granted under LUDMA, that would be incorrect.
Well, as I understand it, and I don't understand all these procedures really well, but I don't believe they're required to even set up a hearing officer.
LUDMA does require an administrative process.
So it's your argument that the city has to engage and authorize a hearing officer?
Yes, and that would be in 10-9A-701-1A, which says each municipality adopting a land use ordinance shall by ordinance establish one or more appeal authorities.
Okay. All right. Okay, with that, then let's go on to the merits of the particular 205 Center Street relocation issue.
Thank you. Before I get into that, let me ask,
I don't think you've made a decision yet as to your jurisdiction. Are you going to make that before we proceed, or do we proceed as though you have jurisdiction?
Maybe it's wiser to take a short break. I want to look at 707, because I think you're worried that why expend all energy on this if I'm going to decide I don't have jurisdiction. Why don't we take a short break? There's just a couple of things I want to look at.
Okay.
And I may make a phone call to my legal clerk, my research associate. And so why don't we take a 10-minute break?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Stop your research.
Sure.
Go back on the record.
In the middle of your deep legal research,
I don't get to do legal research right here, but
well,
but I did have a number of notes and a couple of cases that I wanted to look more in depth at.
Okay.
But if you have resolved this, that would make
my
evening.
And in fact, we have. So
we are going to withdraw our appeal on the 205 matter. With respect to the 209, they're going to grant the application.
Yes.
And we are going to, there may be some working out on shifting that billboard on the 205 matter a little bit on that property.
Yeah.
But that is the resolution.
209 matter.
Okay.
Excuse me. 209 is where we're shifting. I get, yeah.
So
the mile.
You're withdrawing your appeal on 205.
We're withdrawing our appeal on 205. On 209.
We're agreeing to grant a permit for the relocation.
As applied for.
There may be some shifting after we talk to them, but if all else fails, we'll grant it as applied for.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well then, anything I would say would be opinion.
Yes.
But thank you. We're sorry
you
to
so
have
much.
Used up your time and not to have been able to reach this.
I will tell you this, I find it a fascinating issue. And as you can see, it caused me considerable pause.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's resolved, and frankly, it would be very convenient if our state legislature kind of resolved that issue, because to me, there is some ambiguity there, and when there is ambiguity, I think a lowly hearing officer has to be very cautious with regard to adopting jurisdiction or agreeing, you know, that I have jurisdiction. So I don't know what I would have ruled likely, but I appreciate your efforts to resolve this.
Oh, appreciate your time tonight. Thank you very much.
You
bet. Thank you.